Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 431, and hey, I'm honored to have you here, taking the time out of your day to give us a listen, so thank you very much for that. And I'm the host of the show. My name is Barry Kantz, and we are going to talk about customer loyalty. How do you get that customer loyalty? Or I should say, how do you get that client loyalty for your travel business? What does it take? And that's what we're going to be discussing today in the podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you can extend your gratitude to customers, to your clients. And that is one of the three factors, or part of one of the three factors, that build into this whole idea of client loyalty. And there are three factors altogether that we're going to talk about in today's show that will help you build that client loyalty. And what is client loyalty? Well, it is where your customers engage with you and they refer you and they actually advocate for you as a travel agent. How do you get them to do that? And that's what we're talking about here today. So before we move into the show, I want to tell you a little bit about how to get a hold of me, and you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, or on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and as always, at the website, hometravelagent.net, you can go over there and sign up for the show notes, and the show notes will come into your email inbox every month when we publish a show, and that makes it easy, simple, to know when the show comes out. So I'd appreciate if you'd take a look at that. You know, I will not spam your inbox. You will only get the show notes when they come out. And so that's what it is, and that's what's going to happen. And oh my gosh, here I'm struggling a little bit. I've got a cold. And you know, in today's world, if you got a cold, you wonder if you have the COVID. But no, I think it's a cold, and it just kind of wrecking my voice a little bit. But anyhow, okay, let's get on into the show and learn about customer loyalty. Here we go. Welcome to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And today we're going to talk a little bit about customer loyalty and brand awareness with our guest. It's exciting to talk about this topic because it's so important now. Now that, you know, we've kind of been in hiatus mode for 18 months, and now we want to get back into the step of making sales and creating loyal customers and making people aware of our brand. So I'm excited to have Seth LaPierre with me today, and we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about, at the end, a product that will help you create brand awareness and customer loyalty. So what I want to do right now is introduce Seth. Welcome to the show, Seth.
Sure. Thanks, Barry. I'm super excited to be here today. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, and I'm an avid traveler. I'm an inventor and a management consultant by trade. So professionally, I travel around and help large organizations become more strategic, think more innovatively, and better understand who their customers are. And like I said, I invented this new type of travel accessory that at the end we'll get to in a little bit. But super excited to talk about customer loyalty and why that's critical, especially in this post-COVID world when people are so conscious about their funds and, you know, what's that new experience going to be when they're traveling.
Yeah, great. Okay, maybe, you know, to kick this off, maybe we can just talk about what customer loyalty is and how do you get customer loyalty? You know, how do you create that? You know, I like to call it a fan base. How do you get people on board?
Yeah. And I think, you know, defining what customer loyalty is exactly is always important because in my experience working across many different organizations, one word can mean A in this organization or for this person, and it can mean something completely different. So the way that I'm defining customer loyalty and looking at it is really, you know, getting those customers and having them not only be a repeat customer and wanting to engage with you, but also be an advocate for you, whether that's on social media or whether it's, you know, telling their colleagues or family members, hey, you got to use this travel advisor. I used them and it was amazing. So even if they don't buy as frequently as you would like, still being that advocate for you. So that's like a really important aspect to customer loyalty. And before you really get into like customer loyalty and how can I drive loyalty across my client base, there's some things that you really have to understand before. And I don't think we're going to get into too much of it today, but you know, really understanding who your customers are and like who your target customers are. How are you segmenting those different groups of people and who are you trying to engage as your clients? And, you know, we can get into more a little bit with that later, or if you have a podcast on that, but that all leads very nicely into customer loyalty.
So we talked a little bit about, prior to starting the record button, a little bit about the three-legged stool that was your analogy that I thought was a great perspective.
Yeah, I can share more about that. So if you think about you're sitting on a stool, it's got three legs. Each leg is as critical as the other. And so when I think about, and again, this is my own professional and personal opinion and perspective on customer loyalty, many perspectives out there, so this is one. But if you think about the three-legged stool for customer loyalty, value, relevance, and experience, all extremely important. All seem super simple, but as you get in the day-to-day, these things, you know, sometimes you don't pay enough attention to each one. In today's world where there's so many digital alternatives or just information overload, each one of these is super critical. And so for value, it's really, you know, thinking about like what value are you creating? What's the unique value proposition that you have that you're offering to your clients that no one else will offer? You know, what makes you special? Why will I give you my money that I've worked so hard for to help me plan this trip? So when you think about customer loyalty, it's like a three-legged stool. Each leg is critical and all three of them can't stand up if one's removed. And if you think about value, relevance, and experience, each one of those are as important as the other. And so I'll run through each one of these quickly at a high level and then we can kind of dive in if we want to kind of double click on one, if you will. And so the first one is value. You know, what's something that you're offering that no one else in the market is offering? Why will I spend my hard-earned money with you so you can help me plan this amazing trip? And you can be competing against, you know, price, flexibility, personalization, or the style of trip. So what is your unique value prop that no one else can offer? The second one is relevance. You can have the most, you know, valuable, like, great service that you offer your clients, but if it's not relevant to your specific customer, then they're not even going to see it. They're going to have blinders on because it's not either speaking their language or it's just not resonating with them. And then the third one, it's kind of like table stakes now. Experience. There are so many options that you have to provide an amazing experience for your clients. And this is, of course, with the caveat, the things that are in your control. COVID was not in your control, but the experience of the booking and the talking about the trip and planning it, all of those things are within your control. So it's really critical to have a seamless experience and something that they really enjoyed, so they will engage with you again. So again, value, what are you creating that's unique? Relevance, how are you engaging with your customers? And then experience, how are you going to make them smile at the end?
In terms of relevance, you know, I, as you were talking, I come up with a thought. Relevance would be for a travel agent that if you're trying to sell a beach vacation to someone who's interested in adventure travel, you know, somebody that's active that wants to be out there and hiking down trails and climbing up mountains, they're not going to be interested in sitting on a beach. So you want to make sure what you're selling, and this is a gross example, you know, I hate to be too simplified on this, but that's an example of relevance. You want to make sure that you're tailoring your product to the people that you're talking to. And also you mentioned that experience, and I think, you know, when you talk about experience, that is important. And if experience is bad, the other two don't matter. Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah. I mean, I think that I'm a firm believer in humans have the tendency to remember the really good or the really bad. Everything else, experience-wise, is kind of in this, at least in my mind, gets lost in this gray fog. It's like, I went to a hotel last weekend, or a week and a half ago, I was in Chicago for a trade show. And, you know, the hotel I stayed at, it was all right. You know, in a year from now, I'll probably remember a few things from it. The experience was just, it was what it was. But then I think about this experience. I went, my wife and I were traveling. We went to the Middle East before we had our two-year-old daughter. And we went to this hotel that was, the experience of checking in was absolutely amazing. They welcomed you, warm cloth. They, you know, gave you this little snack and this drink and to cool off and gave you a tour around the property. And just everything was so much detail. And it was so surprising. And the opportunities that you have to surprise clients or customers, those are the things that really stick. When your expectations are exceeded or you didn't have expectations, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, that was amazing. And then so for relevance, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, yeah. And so for relevance, you're talking about a simplified example. I 100% support that. We need to break things down, especially in business, in layman's terms, be very, very simple and easy analogies. And so I was thinking about, my wife and I went to Europe and we were kind of navigating the train system. And like, I don't even speak German, but it was fun to kind of navigate and figure out, are we on the right train? Like, where do we go? And that was kind of a fun excitement, energy, and, you know, experience that we had. If your clients want that type of excitement and they love navigating a new city, but you book them a shuttle from the airport to their hotel, you may see that as a really big value point, or some of your other clients may. But if it's not relevant to that specific client and they miss that opportunity for that excitement and that navigation and kind of the thrill of being lost, then that's a moment lost that you could have really engaged them and gave them that stronger experience and made something extremely relevant for their specific travel style.
So kind of if, you know, after they got off the plane at the airport, you booked them a limo, and mm-hmm. what they really wanted to do was to maybe take a train downtown, and you missed that piece in their desires. So, you know, that would be that just highlights the importance of knowing your client and knowing what they like and what they don't like, and that all fits into the relevance piece as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a fun little tool you can use if you're listeners, if at home, if you're at the computer, Google personas. If you haven't used these marketing personas, you can Google them. You'll find 1,000 different types of it, but it shows a picture of kind of who your customer is. It's a aggregate view of, you know, you have 40 different people that kind of look like this type of customer, and it allows you to better understand and get in the mindset of those customers so that when you're planning your communications to them or planning the trips, it allows you to kind of find those little moments, those little magic moments that you can sprinkle a little extra on their trip, like the train example.
Interesting you brought that up, because a few months ago I did a whole show on customer personas. To bring the awareness out there that you have to know your customer, and then creating those customer personas. I did a whole show, and I'll link to that show in the show notes if people want to go back and listen to that. You know, another part of the stool, and it was the first one that we talked about, was creating that unique value proposition. And, you know, thinking of an example for a travel agent, your unique value proposition is likely going to be your expertise in a particular destination. It's going to be your expertise in knowing what are the best hotels in that at that destination, your expertise in terms of knowing the local area, knowing the culture, and all of those things are things that you can advise your client about, and that's your unique value proposition. At least one that I can think of. Now, you know, as the travel agent out there, you can think of maybe some more that would create a unique value proposition for you. But that was the first leg of the stool that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't, you know, what do you think, Seth?
Yeah, and I think, like, if someone's sitting home right now or out on a walk or driving to work right now and they're listening and they're thinking, like, oh, no, what is my unique value prop? I know what I do and I do it well, but what is my unique value prop and how do I package that in my communications, how I talk to people at, you know, social events or, you know, how do I pitch my service to different companies or organizations? Take a step back and look at a couple other different travel advisors that you know. What do they do really well? What do they not do that you do? Or, you know, you can kind of look at it that way, where it's like, okay, they do this type of style or this type of trip. I do it like this, or, you know, what do your clients really tell you? Oh, hey, Susan, I loved when you did this. This was amazing. This made us, this really made our trip. And start to collect those little shells, if you will, and then you can put them together, and then you'll say, okay, this is kind of thematically, this is my unique value prop. And then how do you strengthen that? And what can you do to amplify that on your next engagement with that next client? So that's like a small little activity that you can do to really fine tune your unique value prop. And it'll just strengthen your messaging and make you more effective and efficient in communicating with your clients and prospective clients as well.
Now, all of these things that we're talking about, these three legs of the stool, these are going to roll into what would be an emotional connection with your client. And you can't have an emotional connection with your client. You need to have an emotional connection with your client. And that emotional connection creates loyalty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, you're loyal to your family, because within that family unit, you have an emotional connection. You're loyal to your friends because of the emotional connections that you have. Well, as a travel agent, if you want a customer, a client, to be loyal to you, you have to create those emotional connections. And then there are pieces of each leg of that stool that, that Seth's been talking about that move out and into the client's heart and create those emotional connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's easy to forget the emotion in business. And when you're trying to get sales and get lost in the administrative stuff of work, and, you know, the art of empathy is really, really a, it's a growing trend in business. And how can you empathize with your customers, with your clients? What are they going through? How can you find unique ways to engage with them and just really surprise and delight them? And it takes time, and it's a lot of energy. And sometimes you can kind of forget about it. So it's really important just to continue to remind yourself. It's like you're taking your vitamins. You got to take your vitamins every day, or whenever my wife reminds me to. But you got to take your vitamins and continue to focus on these three legs, the value, the relevance, and the experience, and challenge yourself each week. How are you going to drive the experience a little more this week? And then the following week or the next month, what's your theme? Let's focus this month. You know, December, we'll focus on relevance. I'm going to try to be super relevant to my clients and really focus in and do things, try things I haven't done before. What is that? I don't know yet. Maybe I'll talk to other travel advisors, understand what they're doing, kind of pull some lessons learned from them, and then try that out with those things with my clients. So really being a student of the business and continuously learning. And that's how I ended up here. I mentioned, you know, I've been working on this travel accessory for 4 years. It's been quite a journey. And I didn't even know, like, I knew travel advisors existed and, you know, I've used them in the past, but I never thought of it as a connection point with my product until I spoke to some folks at ASTA, so the American Society of Travel Advisors. And then they introduced me to some other travel advisors. And then now I'm sitting here talking to Barry, talking to you all, hopefully providing some value and some perspective for you all to consider as you, you know, get into this post-COVID world and hopefully start to get business back up to where it used to be as vaccines roll out and everything. So it's just something you've got to really think about is the value, the relevance, and the experience, and challenge yourself. It's like I would bounce that to you, Barry. Like I would bounce that question to you, Barry. How do you challenge yourself in these podcasts? You know, share your lessons learned with the listeners.
Oh yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I try to do is try to make that personal connection, and to make the personal connection. And I, you know, in the past, I haven't done a great job of this, but you know, to tell something personal about yourself along the way as you're talking in the podcast, and that helps create that emotional connection. So that's one of the things that I know that I can do better, and I've been working on that. And I think that's a primary thing, you know, because it is the emotional connection that you make when you talk about yourself a little bit, what's happening in your life, how things are going. People then connect with you better, And like I said, I know I've got to do a better job of that. So that's one of the things that I'm working on.
Good share. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we've talked a little bit about that emotional connection. What you want to do in terms of another factor in making an emotional connection with your clients is showing gratitude. Something that you do that would show that you are honored to have them as a client. Not just thanking them, but to show them that it's really great to have you as a client. I'm honored to have you as a client. And that is by providing the client with a gift of gratitude. And now we can, you know, kind of jump into Seth's primary business here. Moving a little bit away from his background and business experience that we've been discussing here. But this whole idea of gift giving and promotional marketing, the word promotional marketing, it rings kind of a 10 bell in my head. But actually, you know, promotional marketing is the seventh largest marketing channel in the United States. But it's not just promotional, it's actually showing that gratitude to your clients that I'm honored to have you as a client piece. And then another factor in there is brand awareness. By giving that gift, you know, you can also create, giving that gift and creating an emotional connection, you can also create brand awareness along with that. You know, as I'm talking about this, I'm thinking maybe I should let Seth expand on this a little bit and talk about those pieces.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. And it all comes from my marketing background. And so I'll tell a little bit about, I'll tell a story and kind of how I arrived at this new type of product. And then I'll kind of share some of the research I did and some of the interviews and conversations I had with travel advisors, because like I said, I know what I don't know, or at least I'm aware that I don't know everything. And so I wanted to learn from these different travel advisors and see how this product could fit into the world of travel advisors. And so it was super helpful. And so that's how I ended up here. So, all right, so I'll bring the product to life with a bit of a story. So 4 years ago, my wife and I were flying to Paris. And like many times before, you board a plane with a cup of coffee. And what she did is she stuck her cup of coffee in the back of my seat back pocket. So I'm sitting there with this big coffee in the front of me about to spill on my feet. And I asked her to move it. And that obviously was not going to happen. And so I said there had to be a solution to this. So when we landed in Paris, I started to search and I couldn't find any solution to this problem. So I said, all right, I'm going to create a solution for this. And so what I created is a sustainably designed cup holder that clips in the back of seat back tray tables in the upright lock position. So you board the plane with your cup of coffee, you open the tray table, clip it in there, and then you put your coffee in there. The product's called Sip and Clip. It's made in USA. It's been as I said, a 4-year labor of love. And if you don't drink coffee, or if your client's children don't drink coffee, which hopefully they do not, there's a sustainable design feature that allows you to lean your phone onto it. So you can watch all the in-flight entertainment with your chin up, better posture. So it really solves those two problems. Because how many times have you flown, looked around, and you see someone's head down in their lap, holding their mobile phone, watching the in-flight entertainment? It's horrible. So I wanted to solve those problems. And we were about to launch last March. I was about to manufacture. I found my manufacturer in the tri-state area in the Northeast, and I was about to start production. And then my wife said, wait a minute, COVID's coming. Let's take a pause. And then so I took a step back and I started to think about sustainability. How can I improve that for my product? And then also social impact, because a lot of younger generations as well are really conscious about how is this product giving back and making the world a better place. And so I was getting my master's at the time at the New School in Strategic Design and Management in New York City. And I took this time to think about what's the social impact cause or initiative or area in which I want to help give back. And being a father of a 2-year-old daughter, women leadership, very important to me. So 25% of my profits are donated to the security, empowerment, and equality of that next generation of female leaders. And so it's a really innovative social impact investment thesis where we're going to donate money based off of the conversations with our clients, with our customers, and, you know, go where the conversation's going. And I think that that's really important to give back. So I wanted to weave that in. But it's a product that is super simple, super easy to use, but allows you as a travel advisor to have that emotional connection with your traveler because you care about the full life cycle of this trip, the planning it, the boarding of the plane, the experience there, and until they come home. And this is something that selfishly they're going to use on every travel, whether it's for business or for pleasure. They're going to be using this product, and when they use this product, they're going to say, "Whoa, my travel advisor gave that to me. This is a really cool product. And hey, now every time I use this, every time I fly, I'm going to be thinking about my travel advisor and that amazing adventure they helped plan for me." So it's been a long road. Super excited to be here and share it with you all and Barry.
Yeah, no problem. And you mentioned a link. We'll have a couple of photos in the show notes and a link to the product as well in the show notes. So if you take a venture over to the hometravelagent.net website, you can see the photos and the links. And I encourage you to do that. And, you know, I had the fortunate opportunity to see Seth demonstrate this product on a Zoom call, and I was totally impressed. I thought, wow, I've been in that experience before. I'm a coffee drinker, kind of a coffee nut. You know, those same things have happened to me. I didn't have a place to set my cup down after I boarded the plane and had the, you know, dragging the luggage behind me, and I've got a cup of coffee and nowhere to put the coffee when I'm trying to put the luggage up in the bin, as you described. And it seems like that's a universal problem which this product solves. And I'm anxious to give it a try. You know, actually, Seth's going to send me a sample, and I'm going to give it a try. And you know, do you have a YouTube channel where this is available to so people can watch, you know, in person? Yeah, of course, on YouTube. So that they can view how the product works and how it's used.
Yeah, YouTube hasn't gotten to the virtual reality headset yet, so we can't impose in that environment. But, you know, someday I'm sure they'll be there. No YouTube channel right now, but we are on Instagram. So we're launching this fourth quarter of 2021. So we're building the website right now. We're populating the Instagram. You can find us at Go Sip and Clip. So at Go, GOSIPNCLIP. And that's our Instagram handle. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can always message us, DM us on there, and then you'll be able to see the product and you know, people using it and so forth as we continue to get into market.
Okay, great. Seth, if people do, you know, you gave your Instagram information. Are there other ways that people can get a hold of you, contact you?
Yeah, you can visit our website. I'll leave out the WWs, but it's gosipandclip.com. So same thing as our Instagram, gosipandclip.com. And you can message us there, or my personal email is Seth, S-E-T-H, at gosipandclip.com. So you can shoot me a message as well if you have any questions about the stuff we talked about today, or you know, you want to dive into personas or anything like that, or you have any questions about the product, happy to, you know, answer those.
Yeah. Is there anything that we left out that we should have talked about?
Yeah. So is there anything else we left out? I mean, customer loyalty is just such an important aspect to every business. And it makes me think about employee retention, right? And if you think about the cost of replacing an employee at a business, I saw one data point, it was 20% of that annual salary. That's how much it costs to replace one person at a company. And they have a full team of people looking for that. If I'm a smaller entity and I have clients and I lose one of my clients because I wasn't delivering on, you know, those three legs of the stool, the value, the relevance, or the experience, and I lose one of them, what is that customer acquisition cost? And how much is it going to cost? My hard dollars, my energy, my time to get a new customer. And if you don't know your customer acquisition cost, I, you know, encourage you to kind of really dive into that and understand that, because then every time you lose a client, you can look at it like, oh, that just cost me, you know, $200, because that's how much effort, time, money, resources it took me to get that client. So really just challenging yourself, looking at how are you delivering on value? Like, what is your unique value proposition in the travel advisor space? The relevance, how are you really connecting with, how are you engaging your clients? How are you speaking with them as well? Where are you speaking with them? Is it email, phone, text, through Instagram? Making sure that that's relevant to that client. And then the experience. What are the things you have to do? Because there are so many options out there today. What are the things that are expected? Especially, you know, I'm a experience-driven millennial. Like, we're very needy. We need things right away, instant gratification. So, you know, what are those things that are expected for them, for that segment? And then what are the things that you can really, you know, sprinkle some magic on and really surprise and delight your clients by going that extra step? Because you as a human can offer things that the online booking sites cannot. And you need to take advantage of that, because especially in this post-COVID world, there's more of a trend than ever to really get that great experience, because we've all been sheltered in place, quarantined, kind of like social anxieties for the past 18 months or so. So as people return back to the skies and really want to get out there, how can we really, really have an impactful experience across that full life cycle of that travel experience? And I think that those three things are critical, and you really got to challenge yourself to say, how are you delivering against these? And then anything we left off, I think, you know, super excited for you all to get introduced to Sip and Clip. And if you, when you visit us, you can, we'll give you 20% off your order. I'm going to do this for about 60 days. So we're still building the website right now. And it's October 15th. So by the time this show airs, we should be live, but don't worry. We'll do it for 60 days from the website live. And we're looking at about a November 15th, beginning of November launch date for the website. And so if you go to gosipandclip.com, we'll have a page specifically for travel advisors. And then you'll be able to buy these Sip and Clips in buckets of 12. So we're packaging them in groups of 12 for the blank versions. And then we also have an option for custom. So if you want to do a larger volume and have your logo or your brand on it, then there's a different volume or buy process for that. But again, if there's ever any questions, you can just email me directly, seth@gosipandclip.com. Find us on Instagram @gosipandclip. And the discount code for the website for your 20% off your purchase is thank you, Barry. All one word, lowercase, thank you, Barry. And so with that, I think that's all I really have to share. I really enjoyed chatting with you today and sharing some of my perspective on customer loyalty with your listeners. And I'm really excited to continue the conversation. You know, I as I mentioned, I learn a lot from the ASTA and the travel advisor community in the development of my product and how I design it and how I, you know, bring it to market. So I'm always willing and excited to hear from you all. So please, let's keep the conversation going. And Barry, I really want to thank you so much for having me on. This is my first podcast, so I really appreciate it. So if it was awkward, everyone, yeah. I'm sorry. It's my first one. I promise I'll get better, but I really appreciate it and really looking forward to getting Sip and Clips out there and seeing your clients use them when they're traveling around the world.
Well, I want to thank you, Seth, for being a part of our show and giving us a informative talk about, you know, the three-legged stool and how that works, and then telling us about your product and how your product, no pun intended here, but how your product supports that three-legged stool. So nice. I do want to thank you for that. Yeah. Corny. Anyhow.
I love it. My wife, before I do this, my wife's right. Like, easy on the dad jokes, Seth. Easy on the dad jokes. I'm like, oh, I know.
All right, Seth. Thank you very much for being a part of the show.
Cool. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you, Seth, for being a part of our show and giving us some great information. And
helping us out to learn a little bit about how to create that customer loyalty, how to create those client advocates that go out there and refer us as travel advisors. So thank you very much for that. And, you know, I wish you well with your product. That's a great product, a great idea. And, you know, if you get a chance, go over to Seth's website. And if you missed it during the podcast, you can always go to hometravelagent.net, and I'll have all the links there. And also have the promo code, which, by the way, is Thank You, Barry, and it's all lowercase. So go over to the website, and, you know, right now Seth's website, it's not up and running to the full extent that it will be right now, but you can get into the website by going up to the top right of the page and hitting the sign in button, and you can sign in and use the word Thank You, Barry, to sign in. And when you get in there and you order the product, you can use Thank You, Barry, for your discount. So give that a try. I'm anxious to get Seth's Sip and Clip product and give that a try myself. So anyhow, I hope you enjoyed the show, and we will be back next month, or maybe even a little bit sooner, because Thanksgiving is coming up here on us towards the end of the month. So I do want to wish you all safe travels. Boy, that's my cold coming through. I want to wish you all safe travels and stay healthy, everyone. And we will be talking to you soon, and maybe without the cold. Anyhow, take care. Bye-bye now.